Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1493. The topic is mindset and the title is Willpower Fatigue. So yes, your willpower, your ability to just grind through a goal is actually limited. They've done a ton of studies and they've proven that willpower is a finite resource at any one moment of time, but can be built up over time. So it's just like muscle size or muscle strength or, you know, kind of like those components where in order to grow willpower, you have to have the pattern of challenging it, allowing it to recover, challenging it, allowing it to recover, just like we do with workouts. This also means that I can't just grind away at a goal infinitely. Just like I can't lift, say if I'm doing 50-pound dumbbell chest presses. You know, if I can get 10 reps, great, but I might not be able to get 20. I might not be able to get 30. I certainly just can't sit there and crank out maybe 100, 200, 500 reps. Eventually, the muscles wear out, and you have to stop. Willpower is the same way. Eventually, it wears out, and you have to stop. Doesn't mean you're going to fail your goal. It just means you have to give it time to recover. So a client recently, they mentioned in their online journal that we were talking back and forth this week, and they had hit their weight loss goal. So they hit their targeted goal, very happy, love it, you know, good results. But they noticed that they still have some changes they would like to make to their physique. So when they look at their physique, you're like, yeah, you know, I weigh what I wanted to weigh, but it might be nice if my abs were a little more defined or my chest was a little bigger. But they find that they're having trouble kind of being disciplined with their diet. They like training. They're going to the gym. They're hitting their workouts totally fine. But if they want to have a little bit of extra this, a little bit of extra that, or they're tired one day and they don't get quite enough protein, they don't seem to have the same kind of fire and fight to make sure that their nutrition is on point. And they said, kind of in a sense, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I said, there's nothing wrong with you. You pushed really hard, you got your goal, and now your willpower's worn out and tired, and it just needs some time to recover. That is 100% normal. That is 100% physiologically what will happen to everyone. Now, I've had my own experiences of that, and when I was younger, when I was learning all this, it pissed me off, to be honest, because I got mad at myself, and I would talk crap to myself about why I couldn't keep doing something, and I would get so angry and frustrated with myself, and it took me a while of research and reading into willpower and learning more about it to realize, okay, I don't need to, I can quit being so damn grumpy to myself and be a little bit nicer, and realize that this is a process, like starting to mentally think of willpower like I do muscles. And that really helped me feel better about myself and better understand how to continue to progress and grow in my goals. Because I would always feel like, man, you're waning off, you're not doing as well, you feel like crap, you're a loser. I would get down on myself and then I would quit. And then all of a sudden you might lose the goal entirely or you backslide. And as I started to realize, okay, willpower fading out is normal. Let me give it time to recover. But while it recovers, I'm going to just hold on to what I'm doing. So I expected it. I worked with it. And then all of a sudden I could make further progress. So there was a diet I did one time. It was 10 months of dieting. I lost 70 pounds in 10 months. And part of that goal, I wanted to do cardio every day. So I am not naturally a morning person. So I was trying to train myself to be a morning person. So I set a goal of getting up at 6 a.m. and doing at minimum 20 minutes of cardio every single day. If for some reason I couldn't do 6 a.m., I was traveling for a holiday or doing something for work, I had to do it before 6 a.m., but it had to be after midnight. So I couldn't do it at 11 o'clock at night and have it count for the next day. So it had to be between midnight and 6 a.m. is when I had to do the cardio. I had to force myself to be disciplined to get up in the morning. And I did that every single day for 10 months. I didn't miss a single day. Didn't miss a single day in 10 months. Didn't miss my calorie, my protein, or my timing goals in 10 months. So it was 10 months of 6 a.m. cardio in 10 months of dieting, and I lost 70 pounds. Part of that diet also was I was experimenting with protein percentages. So I was eating 2.5 pounds of chicken a day, and I had 40% of my diet as protein. I found out that that was really crappy on energy, and it wasn't necessary. I dropped my protein to around a third, 33%. I actually had better energy, and I got leaner. Imagine that. So this helps me when I give clients like protein advice and say, hey, if you go over this percentage of your calories, you know, that's not going to get you bigger muscles. Don't do that. I know that because of the science and research and knowledge I have from a master's in nutrition and all the other kind of educational aspects. But I also know that from experience. I literally have done that. So I know for a fact, based on the science and the experience, when I give people advice, which is, it gives me much more confidence. Hopefully it gives them more confidence in hearing that from me. And it just kind of helps everybody get better results because I already know, don't do those things. So I remember after that 10-month challenge, it took me 4 months to feel ready to commit to another challenge. That was the longest period of time that I ever needed for my willpower to recover. And that's pretty crazy. For me, 4 months to not feel like another challenge was weird. But I had learned that that was going to happen, and I had kind of practiced self-love through that process rather than getting super ticked off and angry at myself. I had moments of frustration, but I understood it, and I just waited for it. And that was kind of the biggest willpower test of my life. There's other components, actually, pretty challenging there. I did 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every day when I was 15 years old, from my 15th birthday to my 16th birthday, but I did miss 10 days. But that's still pretty good. In order to gain weight one time in my life, I drank a gallon of milk a day, every single day for 2 years. I didn't miss a day for 2 years because I wanted to try to gain size. So I've done many diets, many crazy things, and all of those crazy events, all those little things helped me build up over time to having much better willpower. Now, that's willpower that extends well beyond the gym. You know, willpower to better manage stressful days without flipping out and getting angry at everybody. You know, willpower to, you know, if you have the urge to spend some money on something but you know you shouldn't, willpower to wait that out and kind of grind that out. But it's willpower that you can use everywhere in your life. So you developed it in the gym, but it actually applies everywhere in life. And that's what I would encourage you if you're experiencing willpower fatigue, is to give yourself self-love, accept the fact and understand that willpower needs to recover. And if you're wanting to build up willpower, you absolutely can. It just takes time. It takes time like building muscles. You challenge, you recover. You challenge, you recover. If you're experiencing willpower fatigue right now, some tips is just aim to hold. Stop beating yourself up. Stop, you know, thinking you're a piece of crap because you're not following your diet or you're not training like you should. You're not a piece of crap. You're a good person. So just try to think to yourself, is okay, what actions or habits will allow me to at least hold on to where I am? Nutrition-wise, podcast 1,232, nutrition podcast titled Start Here. Always check that out. You can find it on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. But that one tells you kind of what are the most important things. So if I've previously been tracking my calories, my protein, my distribution, the timing of my carbs and fats, and I was trying to eat really low sugar and low cholesterol, that's a lot to track. And maybe I'm kind of sitting there going, oh, man, you know, I'm exhausted. I'm worn out. I notice I'm not doing really well on my diet. You know, maybe I need to hold on to the cholesterol thing because if it's health related, I got to hold on to that. Sugars, you know, if I've been trying to stay under, you know, 60 grams a day, let me just relax to try to stay under 100 grams a day. Maybe my distribution, if I had been trying to be perfect, you know, at 33% per third of the day, you know, trying to spread my calories out, say, you know what, it's okay if I'm a little bit off, but let me at least eat 3 times a day. So I'm at least going to get decent timing, even if my distribution is a little off. But I'm still going to track my protein, I'm still going to track my calories. So you say, okay, these are the things I've been tracking. What are the ones that maybe I can relax a little bit on, give myself a little bit of recovery, but still maintain enough things that I'm maintaining my progress that I had made up to this point. Or you can maybe even make progress, but just a little bit slower. So knowing what gives you the most bang for your buck in regards to effort is very helpful, so you know what to relax on and what not to relax on. So podcast 1,232 will help towards that. Also, set a timeline for your recovery. know that it's needed, but put like a check system in place. So what I would do with myself is, you know, if I did something for an extended period of time, multiple months, I'd say, hey, you know what, let me just give me 4 weeks, try to hold where I'm at, give myself a chance to relax, and I'll check back in 4 weeks. Maybe I'll try a mini challenge for a couple days or a week only and see if I'm up for that again. So I just kind of do check systems. I check myself, see how I'm doing, you know, check in on, okay, hey, can I bump my protein up 20 grams every day this week? And then all of a sudden, if by Wednesday I'm like, oh, I just can't do this, I'm still worn out, I'd know to give myself a couple, like maybe 2 to 4 more weeks. So you just kind of check yourself. You check and see where you're at. But you have a system in place where, okay, I'm not just going to wait until I feel better. No. We're all naturally lazy. Your body's just not going to tell you one day, hey, I'm ready for a bunch of stress. That's not going to happen. So you have to have a little bit of a system in place where you check yourself every couple weeks or, you know, some kind of time frame that it gives you a sense of recovery, but it has a check-in built in, so you're not just lazy forever. And then another thing is, and I usually tell people this, is when you start back, try to refresh your goals. In some way, make it new. Maybe you change up your training a little bit. Maybe you had previously been doing upper body, lower body workouts. So now you switch to full body. You know, maybe you were doing powerlifting, but now you want to switch to bodybuilding or switch to CrossFit. You just kind of switch up what you're doing a little bit. And that can kind of make it feel brand new and refreshing, and there's some exciting things to learn. It adds more interest into what you're doing rather than the same, you know, ho-hum stuff. So understanding that willpower is like a muscle is extremely helpful for self-care, for self-talk, make sure you don't trash yourself. And it's also helpful to understand that you can get better in stages. Not all or nothing, like where you do all of it and then you do nothing and you fall back to where you were. All of it, then do nothing, then fall back to where you were. That's not helpful. So understand that I'm going to push really hard, then I'm going to maintain when I start to feel burned out. I'm going to push really hard, I'm going to maintain when I start to feel burned out. So understanding willpower is like a muscle, that recovery is needed for it to continue to grow, that's extremely, extremely helpful. So you don't have to drop everything when you're recovering. Just put it on cruise control for a bit. You know, think about what actions and habits will help you at least hold on to where you are. Set a timeline for the recovery. Know that it's needed, but put a kind of a check system on yourself. And then when you start back up, try it with something new, something refreshing, something a little bit different to add some more excitement. Okay. Well, if you're experiencing some willpower fatigue, please be nice to yourself. And hopefully the information in this podcast will help you understand how to manage that. If you have any questions, reach out or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm always, always, always happy to help. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I want to ensure that you always get what you need from the podcast. So if you have questions, if you have any follow-up stuff, let me know, and I'd always be happy to help. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people can help. So sharing it on social media is the best way, but also just a conversation. If you hear somebody having, you know, questions about nutrition or training, let them know that the podcast exists. Tell them to reach out, and I'll answer it for free. Or you can send me their question, I'll answer it, and then you can send the podcast to them. Just this podcast is to help people, so help me help people. I appreciate it if you do. Thank you to the people who support the podcast with donations. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and I want to keep it for free. Thank you to those who signed up for kind of monthly recurring donations. We have that available on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. People sign up for like $5 a month, $10 a month. That is extremely, extremely helpful when you do that. So I do genuinely appreciate that very, very much. That small amount does add up over all the listeners, and it does help make this make more sense for me business-wise. So thank you to those who sign up on the website for the recurring small monthly amounts. I do appreciate it. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.